Shalom, Baruch Hu, of the Meseches Baba Basra, Daf Yud Gimel. Today's Daf discusses a Yovam's right to land when brothers get the neighboring property. We discuss the crux of Daf Yud Gimel is a good where when you can force somebody to pick a price and sell or buy instead of dividing. We begin with the Rav Wunderbrader of Yeshua, who says that it's Pashut, though when you have a Bechor splitting up property with his brother, he'll get the adjacent property. They will get properties right next to each other, sharing a border. But what about a Yavam? Is a Yavam taking the place of his brother and he'll get the two properties side by side? Or can we give him a totally separate property? So Abaye says it's exactly the same thing. The Torah calls him a Bechor. Rava says, if a pasuk of the Hoya HaBechor says no, Hoya HaBechor is saying he's like a Bechor, but he doesn't get the same chelek as a Bechor. Okay, that's a machlokes. Now the Gemara tells us a story of someone who is selling a property right next to this guy's father's land. So he buys the property, and then when his father was nifter, he's like, hey, when we're dividing up this property, can I get a chelek right next to my property? So I'll be able to have this gigantic property. Rava says, if you don't give him that property, your mama's like me that so don't koifen on me this them. You make the brothers give him the property right next to his. Rav Yosef says, no, why can't the brothers say, why do you get a bigger property than we do? Might as well be passing like Rav Yosef, and we don't force the brothers to give him the neighboring property to his own. In a second case, we have two properties next to two canals. When the brothers are dividing these two properties of the father, Rabba says that you have to give the brother the one that's near his property. Rabbi Yosef says, not necessarily, because maybe one of these canals are going to dry up, not the other one, and I'm going to lose out by giving you that property. And the last of the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef, that we don't force the brother to give up that property. If you have two properties with only one canal serving both of them, Rabbi Yosef here says you have to. We force him to let the brother get the adjacent property. It's me, the Sodom. You're not losing out anything because there's only one water source. If that dries up, both fields are going to be hit equally. But Abaye here takes the opposite side. He says that the brother in the middle can say, I want you to be on both sides of me so that your sharecroppers will be on both sides and I'll have people around guarding my field. But the Gemara says that's not a taina, it doesn't like a Yosef, and it would be midas adoim here. If, however, there was two water sources, there was a river, very geshmak, and a canal, not as good, on either side of this field, and that we're trying to divide between the two brothers, so they both want a chelik of the river, they both want a chelik of the nagra, of the canal, and therefore we divide it up like a pizza pie, they each get half of the riverside and half of the canal side, and the rest they also divide every other triangle. Look at the picture in Rashi. Now, our Mishnah had brought other cases when there wasn't enough space in this property for the two people living in it to divide it. What are you supposed to do in that case? Yehuda says, there's a halacha of good or yo'ogud, where I can tell you, look, there's not enough room for us to divide it, but I want to divide it. So here's what we're going to do. Give me a price for your field. And then you're either going to buy my field for that, my half of the field for that price, or I'll buy your half of the field for this price. But one way or another, we're going to walk out with only one of us owning both of these properties. But Rav Nachman says we do not have this din of good or good. Now, so that's the machlekes. Do we have good or good or not? Can we force the other guy to sell his property for a fair price? Now, Rava tells Rav Nachman, you're telling me we don't pass like this? According to you, what are we supposed to do in a case where a father leaves over an unsplittable item to his two sons, whether it's an eved or a tummy animal, which you can't just shecht and divide? What are you supposed to do? So he says, it's not such a crazy thing. Have the eved work, well, if one's a bechor, so he gets twice as much as the brother, so he'll get the eved for 2 days, and then the eved will go to the other brother for 1 day, and they'll divide up the work time. Now, moving on, the Gemara asks, if there's someone, we had this in Gittin, who's half eved, half ben chayrim, right? He had two owners and one of them set him free. We had a fundamental machloikas, tanoim, esilim, b'shamay, what to do with this eved. Beis Hillel says, split him up. One day he goes to his master, his half-master, another one, he works for himself. He's a free man. But Beshama says, that's great for the master, but that doesn't help this guy. You see, he can't marry a shifcha. He can't marry a Baas Chayrin because he always has another side. That's a slave or that's free. And he can't tell him not to get married because there's a mitzvah. Rather, Beshama says, you force the half owner to free his second half. And you write a shtar on his half a value that he can pay up. And the Maaseh Beis Hillel ended up switching to passing like Beis Shammai. But you see over here, the only time that we're going to force an owner to sell his own property is if you have some crazy bitul pru revu, you have a real reason that he has to. But otherwise, we're not just going to say good or all good. The Gemara answers, no. Over here, there was all good, but there wasn't good. We're only going to make a person sell something when he has the option of buying or selling. The owner of this Chatzi Eved did not have the option of buying the other half, those of Ben Chayrim. That's why we didn't offer him good or good, but normally, if we had both of those options, we would offer him that. The Gemara asks another scenario. You have two brothers. One of them is poor, one of them is rich. And their father leaves them a bathhouse or a Beis Haban, an olive press. Now, if it's a rentable place, the father used to rent it out. So, rent it out. And the rich guy will tell the poor guy, you hire some workers to keep it up and running on your half of the rental time, and I'll keep it running on mine. We'll split the profits of the rental. But if it's not a rentable place, maybe without the diuk, over here we have a case where there's no forcing the ani to sell his half. Why wasn't that an option? The Gemara says over here, we have to have an option of selling or buying. And this ani doesn't have the money to buy it off the brother. That's why we had to offer him the rental option of splitting the wages or splitting the olive oil. In the next case, we have a braisa that says that anything which is dividable and it will retain its title, we have this in a Mishnah, that you divide. If it's not dividable, then you pay for it. Sounds like you force him to buy it. But the Gemara says, Lamaisa, this whole thing seems like it's a machlokes tanoim. There's a braisa that says that one partner tells the other in a shared property, you take your share, I'll pay you the difference. We let him do that. That's Tanakama. If Shimon says, no, we don't let him do that. We don't force him out. We don't let him force his neighbor out of the property. Now, L'chayra, the case is exactly as it says. The problem is that why would Rav Shimon Gamliel say not to? Meaning the first guy is saying, let's divide it and I'll take a lower half. I will get the worst half of the two. The least valuable half. Why can't we let him force him that? Force him to do that. He's getting a loss. Why can't I force the other guy to get the better half? Elamai, there has to be a piece missing in this braisa. The first is that, first case is A tells B, I'll take a cut, but let's divide this. And we do listen to him. Or he can say, good or all good. And Tanakama says we listen to him, while Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says, no, you can't. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is a chiddush on the good or all good. Sounds like a machloikas. Whether we say good or good or not. Shimon Gamliel says not. The Gemara says no, not necessarily. Really, it was exactly as we were saying. But why was Shimon Ben Gamliel not letting A get the worst half of the deal? If that's what he wants, that's what he wants. Nah, because the B can say, look, if you want to divide it nicely and you'll pay me, we'll get an even divide, great. But if you're just taking a cut and doing me a favor, I don't want your gifts. The pasuk says, "Soinu matonis yichia." You're trying to kill me. Next, the Bai tells of Yosef. Yosef, the one who says that we do say good or all good, you could force the neighbor to sell. Bai, when if Yehuda says you could force a split, that sounds like Shmuel by Kisvei Kodesh. If you have two guys who own one giant scroll, Even if they want to divide it, you're not allowed to. And Shmuel says, that's only if it's one long scroll. If it's two separate scrolls, Shmuel says you can divide it. Shmuel has to hold of good or good. If not, then even when it's two separate scrolls, he still doesn't want to sell his scroll. Alamai, you're able to force a guy with good or good. But if Salomon tightens up the case, where it wasn't where they didn't want to sell it. They both did want to sell it. And Shmuel is saying that they're only allowed to divide it when there's two separate scrolls. You can't rip a Sefer Kodesh in half, Chas v'Shalom. Now, Maimer comes out with the end of the sugya. He says, bottom line, we paskin that we do have good or good. You can make a deal with your neighbor to force out this partnership. Either you're going to own it or I'm going to own it. Rav Ashi tells him, Maimer, what about if Nachman who says that you can't? He says, nah, I don't hold of him. Really? You don't hold of him? But Rabbi Bar Chinino and Rabbi Dimi Bar Chinino, their father left them two maids in the Yerusha. One of them was good at cooking, another one was good at sewing. They weren't sure what to do. Rava said that you can't say good or good. You can't force, right? One brother can't tell the other brother, tell me how much having two maids is worth, and either buy both or sell both. We don't say that. That's Rav Nachman. You see, we do follow Rav Nachman. Why tell me that the bottom line aloch is that we say good or good? Now, over there it was different. Because they both wanted both of them. But if one of them wants one and the other one wants the other, there you can't say good or good. And in the case of Kisvei Kodesh, where Shmuel said that you could divide it when there's two owners, that's where they both want to divide it. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.